Good morning. A weak disturbance continues to pivot through southeastern Canada, throwing some clouds our way overnight and now early this morning, but only limited and spotty precipitation. Clouds, though, will tend to break up this morning, leading to mostly sunny skies through the remainder of the morning and especially this afternoon, as high pressure builds in on the heels of a westerly breeze. This wind flow will allow temperatures to warm past seasonal levels and into the middle and upper 40s on average for daytime highs, with southernmost New York and New England reaching into the lower and middle 50s. A large ridge of high pressure both at the surface and aloft will dominate the weather through the middle of the week, with clear skies and light winds, a chilly night tonight with lows back into the lower to mid-20s. However, that same high pressure will produce a ton of sunshine on Wednesday and milder air as most everyone reaches into the lower and middle 50s. It'll continue to warm up out ahead of the next front on Thursday. Despite mostly cloudy skies, with that front approaching, it'll be breezy and very mild with highs reaching into the lower 60s. Showers associated with that front will be spotty, and in most places across interior New York and New England, wait until either very late in the afternoon or after sunset. The best chance of showers with that system will be on Thursday night, and a few lingering showers into Friday morning, then increasing sunshine and remaining mild behind the front, at least for one day, with highs near 60 degrees. Over the weekend, a sharp cool down with a mix of sun and clouds. It'll be windy and only near 40 on Saturday, and despite mostly sunny skies, lower 40s on Sunday. We'll start an upward swing for the early and middle part of next week. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, spring-like temperatures expected across much of the central and eastern United States over the next few days. High temperatures across the central to northern plains into the upper Mississippi Valley are expected to be 30 to 40 degrees above average. In contrast, temperatures are expected to be below average over the next few days along the west coast, inland to the Great Basin. More importantly for the West Coast, much-needed precipitation is expected from coastal Oregon southward through much of California, with snow totals of 1 to 2 feet through the Sierra into the northwest California coastal mountains and lower elevation rains. Much of this region is in moderate to extreme drought, with precipitation well below average over the past several months. And a storm system pushing through the central Rockies into the northern high plains tonight into tomorrow is expected to produce heavy snow from the mountains of Utah and Wyoming eastward to the high plains of Wyoming, far southwest South Dakota, and northwest Nebraska. The snow will be falling across areas that have well above normal temperatures today. At Mount Washington this morning, 1/16 of a mile visibility with blowing snow and freezing fog, 14 degrees with a west wind at 68, gusting to 75 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, drifting snow and 13 below zero. In Albany on the hour, mostly cloudy skies and 31 degrees, the dew point 16. 54% relative humidity, a south wind at 5 miles per hour, and the barometer at 30.23 inches and rising. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 87 degrees at Phoenix and Fountain Hills, both in Arizona, to a low of 18 below zero at Saranac Lake, New York. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City increasing sunshine near 60, Boston sunny and breezy in the lower 50s, and in Buffalo partly sunny with highs in the mid-40s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday 36 degrees, the low 10, the average temperature 23, that's 9 degrees below normal. No snowfall yesterday, still just 8/10 of an inch for the month, which is 2.9 inches below normal. And 54.1 inches for the season, which is 3.5 inches of snow above normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 41 degrees. The average low, 23. The record high, 81, set in 2016. And the record low, 14 below zero, in 1943. Sunrise this morning was at 6:17 a.m. Sunset this evening, 5:55 p.m. 11 hours and 38 minutes of daylight, an increase of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, also the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Increasing sunshine today with highs in the lower to mid-40s. Partly cloudy tonight, lows in the lower 20s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, also for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly sunny today with highs in the lower to mid-50s. Partly cloudy tonight, lows in the mid-20s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, also for the southern Adirondacks, increasing sunshine today with highs in the lower to mid-40s. Partly cloudy tonight, lows in the mid-20s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, also for the Litchfield Hills, increasing sunshine today with highs in the upper 40s. Partly cloudy tonight, lows in the mid-20s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, also for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires north of I-90. Increasing sunshine today with highs in the upper 40s. Partly cloudy tonight with lows in the mid-20s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly sunny in the mid-50s. Mostly cloudy, breezy on Thursday, lower 60s. Showers on Thursday night and Friday morning, then increasing sunshine near 60 on Friday afternoon. A mix of sun and clouds, windy, much colder, near 40 on Saturday. Mostly sunny, lower 40s on Sunday, and mostly sunny, staying in the lower 40s on Monday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.